Clark, welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Researchers working to improve the taste of bananas that are naturally resistant to Panama disease have narrowed the field. Consumer research has identified four new varieties of the goldfinger banana that have the potential to satisfy both consumer and grower needs. I caught up with Queensland Department of Ag and Fisheries banana production team leader Stuart Lindsay to hear more about the project.
Big thing, Sophie, I guess, is that we have some banana varieties that have resistance to TR4, which is a devastating disease. But they're not the bananas that most Australian consumers would know or find in their supermarkets. So we've been trying to work out ways that we can improve on some of these bananas so that they've got much better consumer acceptability in terms of their taste and flavour. And they'll also have resistance to the disease, which would be obviously very good for the growers.
Certainly sounds like a win-win, and I understand you've had a few taste testers along the way and there's been some promising results.
Yeah, look, we started with a population of about 600 plants, which we sort of taste tested in-house in our research group and got that down to about 20. And from the top 20, we did the whole process again and we picked the best five. And then those five were then sent off to our food research group in Brisbane, who do detailed sort of sensory analysis and consumer acceptance work, and that group then ran quite large panels of banana consumers from suburban Brisbane, and they sort of picked four of the five as being quite acceptable, you know, equivalent to the bananas that they're used to in the supermarkets, the Cavendish and Ladyfinger types.
I see. Well, you've certainly narrowed it down, but I imagine there's still quite a bit of work to do when it comes to actually getting this product on the market. Where does the trial go next?
Well, there's a few things left for us to confirm. So we need to ensure that we've retained the resistance so that the method that we've used to develop these selections or variants, we need to check that that hasn't knocked the resistance out. That'll take a couple of years. We need to get some plants out on the properties of commercial banana growers so that we see how they perform when a competent commercial grower is managing them. And then after that, I guess we've got to take it to the market and see if the Australian market is interested in a brand new banana.
Yeah, that's it. Always a bit of a risk, I guess, but the preliminary results seem to be quite promising, and obviously, you know, that disease is devastating to bananas, so finding those viable alternatives is, you know, I guess essential in the long run.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, this is a disease that doesn't ever go away, so it's something that if we want a commercial banana industry in Australia that we need to manage, and the reality is it's turning into a bit of a global epidemic, so it's not just implications for Australia but also for overseas.
That's Queensland Department of Ag and Fisheries banana production team leader Stuart Lindsay there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.